What happens now? It seems like our license choices have already addressed some of them. With so many external systems and AppExchange components that need to communicate with Salesforce and vice versa, I imagine there will be a large number of integrations. We've identified so many systems and apps. There are certainly a lot of moving parts. Where do we even begin? How do we host unauthenticated users? And price books track the prices of products and services that a company offers to customers. Why don't we leverage CPQ in Force.com inside communities? Would another callout work here? Is there a better solution? How do we notify the middleware that the contract has been signed? Can we use a callout instead of an outbound message? How does Salesforce ultimately receive those updates? Is there a disadvantage to using an application mashup? How do customer service representatives receive emergency alerts if a customer's device hasn't sent any new data to the VTS within 3 days? Why can't we send the SMS message directly from the VTS? The location of the physician's information determines where the SMS notification is initiated. When discussing licenses, Isaac decided to store the physician's phone number in a field within Salesforce. Does it matter?